Welcome to 2 Minutes in Trade, where we interpret the latest trade news to help you understand the impact on your business. For a comprehensive background on the issues discussed today, please visit strtrade.com.
Today is Monday, March the 25th, 2024. I'm Nicole Bivens Collinson, Managing Principal and Operating Committee Member at Sandler, Travis & Rosenberg. U.S. Customs and Border Protection has launched 2 new statistical dashboards that might be of interest to you. One is on the Enforce and Protect Act, and one on the CBP's e-allegations program. CBP is introducing these dashboards as a means to improve the transparency and effectiveness of CBP's trade enforcement efforts. CBP's Executive Director of Trade Remedy Law Enforcement, Eric Choi, stated that we are empowering the trade community and the public with clear insights into the scope and nature of trade violation allegations. Both dashboards allow individuals to see the allegations that have been made by others that allege wrongdoing on CBP issues. Now, the Enforce and Protect Act allows the public to file allegations of evasion of anti-dumping and countervailing duties. The new IAPA dashboard allows stakeholders to track the volume, types, and geographic locations of anti-dumping and countervailing duty evasion allegations. CBP notes that since IAPA launched in 2016, they have initiated more than 300 investigations and identified more than $1 billion in AD and CVD duties owed to the federal government. Be aware that IAPA regulations are being updated effective April 17th, but those changes can also be found on CBP's website as well. The e-allegations program is a broader program that allows the public to report a wide variety of commercial trade violations. These can include intellectual property violations or misclassification of merchandise, which helps evade higher duties or other restrictions on imports, as well as health and safety-related allegations. Other allegations involve forced labor, illegal transshipment, marking violations, textile and apparel-specific violations, free trade agreement violations, and prohibited items, smuggling, and national security violations. The dashboard includes statistics and graphs on the current countries of origin and the volume and types of trade violation allegations, which CBP is processing through the Trade Violations Reporting Tool. The dashboards are available through the cbp.gov website and can be found by typing in IAPA statistics or e-allegation statistics. The information you find there can be quite interesting.
With professionals in 9 offices, Sandler, Travis & Rosenberg is the largest international trade, customs, and export law firm in the world. This is for informational purposes only and is not legal advice. The hiring of an attorney is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertisements. Ask us to send you free written information about our qualifications and experience. Email us at messages@strtrade.com.